The Last Outpost by Xingying Kor. The Last Outpost is a ramshackle structure, lit by flickering yellow lights, awash in a sea of blue dust. It has been built from scraps, fence posts, corrugated steel, and wooden slats. A rickety-looking three levels and 28 feet of jumbled architecture. A tire swings slowly under it. A string of dying lights illuminates a small balcony. There are three main rooms inside the Last Outpost, at varying heights, creating three levels. The first room is the living space, previously populated by the inhabitants of the Last Outpost. Shovels, tools, and other defense equipment are hung on the walls. There are hand-painted signs everywhere with various instructions. A desk sits in the corner with a large book covered with field logs, science equipment, and pages of other scribblings of a madman? No one is certain. There's a wall of remembrance for those lost to time and the dust, and perhaps the horrors that lie beyond the fence. The second room is a narrow corridor with bunk beds, cots, and hammocks lit with small reading lights and a flickering overhead light bulb. It's claustrophobic and a bit lonely. In the footlockers by the bunks, there are mementos of previous lives, family pictures, worn-out stuffed animals, old magazines. The third room is empty, or perhaps abandoned. The chains that once kept the door shut are broken and rusty. Scratch marks and bullet holes subtly pepper the walls. At intervals, the lights dim and the walls turn red, exposing words and pictures frantically and obsessively scrawled on the walls. There is a ladder in the third room that leads to a small loft. Sitting inside it, you can hear a man recite a familiar poem. Do not go gently into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. The Last Outpost is an experiment in large-scale immersive and narrative art that expects and begs to be explored, touched, read, and climbed. It can be an adventure story, a treehouse playground, or snail-paced psychological horror. The three rooms will be accessible in any order via ladders and stairs, but the most linear way to experience the narrative begins on the first floor and continues upwards. The Last Outpost sits on the deep, open playa near a stretch of orange fence. People once lived here, the final holdout against an approaching storm. Who were they? Why was the Last Outpost abandoned, still filled with the detritus of their everyday lives? The Last Outpost invites participants to create their own narrative amidst a decaying structure.